you know, is stays that way and is still sustainable in the way it is today. Mm-hmm. So that's where, and I do feel like as the AFL-CIO in Colorado, nationally, we do need to be leaders on climate justice. We do need to be able to link people, and as they did in New York, we need to work within ourselves to make sure that we are having these conversations, and we are.
Well, Robert Lindgren, he is the political and organizing director of the Colorado chapter of the AFL-CIO. Thank you so much for this extended interview and your thoughts on all of these issues that are truly so important and will continue to be so as we move toward 2020. Where people find out more or connect with the Colorado AFL-CIO?
Yeah, so I love our Facebook page. I think that's a great spot. And then, of course, we have our website, which is www.coaflcio.org. There's also ways to reach out directly to me through that website. So folks who want to get involved are interested in that nexus between climate and work, reach out, and we will work to make sure we're having these conversations. And thank you so much for the opportunity to talk with you.
Did you know you can name KGNU as a beneficiary in your insurance policy or individual retirement account? Yes, and you may receive additional financial benefits as well. The next time you meet your advisors to review your estate or long-term financial plans, please remember you can include KGNU. For more information on creating a legacy gift in your name, please call Sarah at 303-449-4885 or visit kgnu.org.
Support comes from the Palisade Bluegrass and Roots Festival. The festival features 3 full days of live bluegrass music, camping, vendors, and activities for the whole family at Riverbend Park, June 14th through 16th. This year's lineup includes Rising Appalachia, The Little Smokies, Shook Twins, John Stickley Trio, Chatham County Line, and many more. More information about the lineup, camping, and early bird tickets at palisademusic.com.
Support comes from local businesses like Arc City, a structural and architectural steel fabricator serving Boulder County since 1988.
Good evening, everybody. The time is 7:03. My name is Will Two-Step, and this is Highway 322 on your community radio station, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins. Highway 322 tonight is a special program tonight. We are actually going to take an extra hour today. It will be a two-hour program. We're going to preempt Ragtime America this evening. Thank you so much, Mr. Rummel, for allowing us to have a little bit of extra time today. And the reason why this is because, if you might not be aware, tomorrow is Pete Seeger's 100th birthday. Yeah, 100. So we have a two-hour special tonight. We have recorded music. We have some live performers today. We have some recorded interviews with many people that were part of Pete's life, and a little bit of live interview too, and some letters that Pete wrote we'll be reading, and it'll be a great time. The number here is 303-442-4242. That's 303-442-4242. And let's get right to the program, shall we? It is a music program. And we'll have a little bit of recorded music, then we'll go to some live music, and we'll go from there and we'll see what happens. Let's see. So I remember hearing Pete talk one time of riding around with Woody Guthrie with Cisco Houston in the back seat, leaning forward into Woody's ear as Woody was driving along, and Pete was in the shotgun side of the car, and those guys were Woody and Cisco were harmonizing a song, a cappella, of course, as they were cruising around in the Hudson, Woody's Hudson. And so we're going to start tonight off with a tribute to those two gentlemen, Woody and Sisko, who are instrumental in setting Pete on his musical forays throughout his life. And so let's get going with that. This one's going to be Whippy Tie-I-Yo, Get Along Little Doggy. And this is Sisko Houston along with Woody Guthrie.
It's your misfortune and none of my own. Whoopie-tie-yi-yo, get along, little dogies. You know that Wyoming will be your new home. That cattle trail's rough and a hard road.
It's the same old train that brought me here. It's soon gonna carry me again. Oh, darling, you can't love but one. Darling, you can't love but one. Oh, you can't love but one and have any fun. Darling, you can't love but one. Darling, you can't love two. Darling, you can't love two. You can't love two and still to me be true. Oh, darling, you can't love two. Oh, darling, you can't love three. Darling, you can't love three. Can't love three and still be true to me. Darling, you can't love three. Darling, you can't love four. Darling, you can't love four. You can't love four and love me anymore. Darling, you can't love four. Darling, you can't love five. Darling, you can't love five. You can't love five. Get your honey from my beehive. Darling, you can't love five. Darling, you can't love six. Darling, you can't love six. You can't love six and do any tricks. Darling, you can't love six. Oh, darling, you can't love seven. Darling, you can't love seven. You can't love seven and expect to get to heaven. Darling, you can't love seven. Darling, you can't love eight. Darling, you can't love eight. You can't love eight and get through the pearly gate. Darling, you can't love eight. Oh, darling, you can't love nine. Darling, you can't love nine. You can't love nine and still be mine. Darling, you can't love nine. Oh, riding on that New River train. Riding on that New River train. It's the same old train that brought me here. Soon gonna carry me again. Oh, I'm riding on that New River train. Riding on that New River train. That same old train that brought me here. Soon gonna carry me again. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child, a long way from home, a long way. Sometimes I feel like I'm almost gone. Sometimes I feel like I'm almost gone. I'm almost gone, a long way from home, a long way from home. Sometimes I feel like a feather in the air. Sometimes I feel like a feather in the air. Sometimes I feel like a feather in the air. Sometimes I feel like I'm almost gone. Sometimes I feel like I'm almost gone. almost gone. Sometimes I feel like I'm almost gone. A long way from
comes from The Big Wonderful, taking place May 4th and 5th in the Rhino Art District. The Big Wonderful is Denver's urban market and festival, offering live music, a craft beer fest, food, and more. That's The Big Wonderful, May 4th and 5th. More information and tickets available at thebigwonderful.com.
Hey, good evening. The time is 7:19. My name's Will Two-Step, and you're tuned to your community radio station, KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. This is the Highway 322 program. Each and every Thursday night from 7 to 8, we bring you classic American folk music and Americana. And tonight, is an exception because it's Pete Seeger's 100th birthday tomorrow. We're going to have a two-hour program tonight. Thank you, Jack. Jack kindly gave Highway 322 an extra hour today to celebrate Pete Seeger's birthday. Thank you so much. And so we ended the set there. So tonight we're playing recorded music. We have some live musicians and some interviews and things of that nature. If you're just tuning in and catching up with us, that's what's going on. And we're doing some recorded music of Pete's and covers of Pete's songs that people did. And so hope you're enjoying it. That was Psycon and the Freight Hoppers. And that comes to that last tune. And that comes to us from Where Have All the Flowers Gone? The Songs of Pete Seeger. And that's Dublin. Preceding Psycon was Pete himself. And we heard Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child. And that's American Favorite Ballads of Volume 3 is where you can find that one. And then Pete again, second tune in the set there was New River Train. And that comes from the same compilation, American Favorite Ballads. And then started off with Woody Guthrie and Cisco Houston from Cowboy Songs on Folkways. We heard Whoopee, Tie-Yi-Yo, Get Along, Little Doggies. Hey, so the number here is 303-442-4242 and 1-800-737-3030. And you can always reach us at email at dj@kgnu.org. Let us know how you're enjoying the show. We appreciate it. So let's get right back to some live music. We have the cabaret room set up. George was so kind as to help set everything up earlier, and Mr. Fergus Stone came in and finished it off. And let's see what we got here. Get the right button. And Mr. Silent Bear, are you with me there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, outstanding. We have three performers tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just going to introduce each one at a time, and then they're going to do a group song, and then we're going to come back and do some more recorded music and whatever, and then back to these guys. And that's how it's going to run tonight. But Silent Bear is here, and tell us what song you're going to play by Pete and why you chose it.
Well, I'm going to try one of Pete's later songs. It's called, he wrote it soon after 9/11, and I like it because it's kind of quirky musically. It's a little different from what he might do. And he wrote it after 9/11, you know, as a response. You know, he said, if we respond in a nonviolent manner and follow the guidance of Dr. King, Martin Luther King, mm-hmm. then, you know, then the world has hope. Of course, it didn't turn out the way he said. All the war hawks went out and mm-hmm. did that. But you know, there's still hope, you know, and Dr. King. Yep. So this is called Take It from Dr. King.
Right on.
Down in Alabama, 1955. Not many of us here tonight. Within a line, no Baptist preacher led a bus boycott. He showed the way to a brand new day without firing a shot. Don't say it can't be done, the battle's just begun. Take it from Dr. King, you too can learn to sing, so drop the gun. Oh, it must have been an exciting 13 years. Young heroes, young heroines, there with laughter, there with tears. Sitting at lunch counters, even dancing in the street. To think it all began with Sister Rosa refusing to give up her seat. Don't say it can't be done, the battle's just begun. Take it from Dr. King, you too can learn to sing, so drop the gun. Songs, songs kept us going and going. They didn't realize the millions of seeds they were sowing. Singing at marches, even singing in jail. Songs gave the courage to believe they would not fail.
don't say it can't be done. The battle's just begun. Take it from Dr. King, you too can learn to sing, so drop the gun. Must have been an exciting 13 years. Young heroes, young heroines, there with laughter, there with tears. Singing in lunch counters, even singing in jail. Songs have the courage to believe they would not fail. Don't say it can't be done. The battle's just begun. Take it from Dr. King, you too can learn to sing, so drop the gun. Down in Alabama, 1955. Since 9/11, we wonder, will this world survive? The world learned a lesson from Dr. King. We can survive, we can, we will, and so we sing. Don't say it can't be done. The battle's just begun. Take it from Dr. King, you too can learn to sing, so drop the gun. Don't say it can't be done. The battle's just begun. Take it from Dr. King, you too can learn to sing, so drop the gun.
All right. Thank you, Silent Bear. And let's see, next up should be Elena Claver, if I remember correctly. No, Mr. Fergus is going to be up next. We have change
of plans. Howdy, Will.
Good evening, Fergus.
Love what you're doing so far. Well, Will, for reasons of our own, we decided to have me come second here.
What's the name of the tune, and why?
This is a tune called Tomorrow is a Highway. Pete co-wrote it with Lee Hayes. Lee Hayes was the bass singer in the Almanac Singers and the Weavers. And Pete and Toshi, his wife, and Lee and the other Almanacs and the Weavers, various members of them, lived in an urban commune in an old house in New York City in the late 40s and early 50s. Pete, the early riser, lived in the room way up at the top of the stairs. Lee was a late night kind of a guy, and he liked to sit up and drink whiskey. There was a little office with a typewriter in it, and Pete would get up at the crack of dawn and come down and see what was in the typewriter, and often Lee had left some words in there, and Pete would add music to them. This is an example of that. Again, it's called Tomorrow is a Highway. Many who will travel that. Tomorrow is a highway broad and fair, and we are the many who will build it there, and we will build it there. Come, let us build a way for all mankind. Way to leave these evil years behind. Walk along on the people's way, where love is and there will be no fear. Where love is and no fear. Now is the shadow dear when evil men, when men of evil plunder war again, shall tyrants once again be free to tread above our most brave and honored dead, our brave and honored dead. Thank you. ability to walk upright along the people's way, from darkness unto the sunlit day, from darkness unto day. Tomorrow is a highway broad and fair, and hate and greed shall never enter that. But only those who've learned a better way of brotherhood to greet the coming day, to greet the coming day. Tomorrow is a highway broad and fair, and we are the many who will travel that. Tomorrow is a highway broad and fair, and we are the many who will build it there, and we will build it there.
Thank you, Fergus. That was very nice. Very nice. Elena, you are batting cleanup, I think, as they would say.
I guess. I don't know much about baseball. But I chose the song Letter to Eve, which I first learned from Greg and Terry, who formed the duo Magpie, who are friends of mine, and they're friends of Pete's. And I heard their version of it first, but then after that I heard Pete's version. It's a pretty good environmental song, I think. Mm-hmm. And it has words for peace in a lot of different languages, so it kind of ties those together.
Well, cool.
So Letter to Eve.
Right on.
Oh, Eve, where is Adam? Now you're kicked out of the garden. Oh, Eve, where is Adam? Now you're kicked out of the garden. Been wandering from shore to shore. Now you find that there is no more. Oh, Pacham in Tiris, Mir Shanti Salam Hewa. If you wanna have great love, you gotta have great anger. If you wanna have great love, you gotta have great anger. When I see innocent folk shot down, you want me to just shake my head and frown. Oh, Pacha Mintiris, Mir Shanti Salam Hewa. Now if you want to hit the target square, you better not have blind anger. If you want to hit the target square, you better not have blind anger. Or it'll just be one more time, the correction creates another crime. Oh, Pachamin Terrace, Mir Shanti Salam Hewa. If music could only bring peace, I'd only be a musician. If music could only bring peace, I'd only be a musician. If songs could do more than all the pain, if melodies could only break these chains. Oh, Pachamintira, Mir Shanti Salam Hewa. Oh, Eve, you tell Adam we gotta build a new garden. Oh, Eve, go tell Adam we gotta build a new garden. We gotta get working on a building, a decent home for all our children. Oh, Pachamintiris, Mir Shanti Salam Hewa. Oh, Eve, you tell Adam the next time he asks you. Oh, Eve, you tell Adam the next time he asks you. He'll say, baby, it's cold outside. What's the password to come inside? You say, oh, Pachamintiris, Mir Shanti Salam Hewa. Oh, Pachamintiris, Mir Shanti Salam Hewa. Oh, Pachamintiris. Chemin Terrace, Mir Shanti Salam Hewa. 4,000 languages in this world mean the same thing to every boy and girl. Om Pa Chemin Terrace, Mir Shanti Salam Hewa.
Thank you, Elena. That was very nice. Very fine choice. All right. Now it's for the group. What's the choice and why?
Well, I'm going to lead this first one of the group singing. It's dates from 1959, 60 mm-hmm. years old. Pete wrote this in his the year of his 40th birthday. And Pete, of course, was a terrific singer and musician, but I think those who knew him remember him best as a song leader. That is to get other, he got other people to sing. I saw mm-hmm. him in concert in Mackey Auditorium in Boulder in 1964, and he had all of us singing half of the tunes. And my guitar-playing friend who knew the music better than I said, Pete's famous for getting the audience to do his work for him. And so we're going to do a little group number on this one. Lyrically, it shows Pete's undying, irrepressible optimism. It's called Quite Early Morning. It was written during maybe the height of the Cold War mm-hmm. and fear of nuclear annihilation on a daily basis. Darkest before the dawn, this thought keeps me moving on. If we could heed these early mornings, the time is now. Quite early morning, if we could heed early warnings, the time is now. Quite early morning, some say humankind can't long endure, but what makes them so doggone sure? I know that you who hear my singing can make those freedom bells go ringing. I know that you who hear my singing can make those freedom bells go ringing. So we'll keep on while we live, till we've no more to give. When these fingers can strum no longer, and the old guitar to love one stronger, when these fingers can strum no longer, and the old guitar to young one stronger. Silent Bear wrote a verse. Thank you.
it all remember to pass it on and sing this song we all sing together to forge a bond that no one can sever and sing this song we all sing together forge a bond that no one can sever.
You know it's darkest before the dawn, but this one thought keeps us moving on through all this world of joy and sorrow. We still can have singing tomorrow through all this world of joy and sorrow. We still can have singing tomorrow.
This is Tom Morello wishing comrade Pete Seeger a happy 100th birthday, one of the greatest artists of the 20th century or any century, a man who really walked it like he talked it his entire long and storied career with kindness in his heart and steel in his spine. He inspired generations of musicians, activists, and everyday folks to both be their best selves and to stand up for justice and to stand up against injustice. And he did it all with a banjo and an acoustic guitar from migrant worker fields to the back of flatbed trucks to huge festivals. I had the honor of playing with Pete a couple of times. Once or twice at the Newport Folk Festival, and then again at his 90th birthday celebration at Madison Square Garden. And in a very telling move, Pete did not want to do, the humble Pete Seeger did not want to do anything to, you know, sort of bring attention to himself on his 90th birthday. So he insisted that it be his 90th birthday be a benefit for the river reclamation project that he loved. Just one of the all-time greats, and someone that has been hugely inspirational to me and my music and to the world. God bless you, Pete. Rest in peace, and you will continue to be a shining beacon of the best of what we hope to be. Happy birthday.
I'm a decent boy, just landed from the town of Ballyfad. I want a situation, yes, and want it very bad. I seen employment advertised as just the thing, says I. But the dirty spell been ended with, no Irish need apply. Hoo, says I, but that's an insult, though to get the place I'll try. So I went to see the blackguard with his no Irish need apply. Some do think it a misfortune to be christened Potter Dan, but to me it is an honor to be born an Irishman. I started out to find the house, I got it mighty soon. There I found the old chap seated, he was reading the Tribune. I told him what I came for, when he in a rage did fly. No, he says, you are a paddy, and no Irish need apply. Oh, well, I gets my dander rising, I'd like to black his eye. To tell an Irish gentleman, no Irish need apply. Some do think it a misfortune to be christened Potter Dan, but to me it is an honor to be born an Irishman. I couldn't stand it longer, so a hold of him I took. I gave him such a welting as he'd get at Donnybrook. He hollered Millie a Merthyr, and to get away did try, and swore he'd never write again, no Irish need apply. Well, he makes a big apology, I've been in them goodbye, saying when next you want a beating, you write no Irish need apply. Some to think it a misfortune to be christened Potter Dan, but to me it is an honor to be born an Irish man. In 1841, I put my corduroy breeches on, putting my corduroy breeches on to work upon the railway. Fillin' me ori ori, fillin' me ori ori, fillin' me ori ori to work upon the railway. In 1842, I left the old world for the new, bad cess to the luck that brought me through to work upon the railway. Fillin' me ori ori, fillin' me ori ori, fillin' me ori ori to work upon the railway. In 1843, 'twas then I met sweet Biddy McGee, an elegant wife she's been to me while working on the railway. Fillin' me ori ori, fillin' me ori ori, fillin' me ori ori to work upon the railway. In 1845, I thought myself more dead than alive. I thought myself more dead than alive while working on the railway. Billy ori ori, billy me ori ori, billy me ori ori to work upon the railway. It's Pat do this, Pat do that, without a stocking or cravat, nothing but an old straw hat while Pat works on the railway. Fillin' me ori ori, fillin' me ori ori, fillin' me ori ori to work upon the railway. In 1847, sweet Biddy McGee, she went to heaven. If she left one kid, she left 11 to work upon the railway. Fillin' me ori ori, fillin' me ori ori, fillin' me ori ori to work upon the railway. What wondrous love is this, oh my soul, oh my soul. What wondrous love is this, oh my soul. What wondrous love is this that caused the Lord of Bliss to bear the dreadful curse for my soul, for my soul, to bear the dreadful curse for my soul. When I was sinking down, when I was sinking down, when I was sinking down, Christ laid aside his crown. Christ laid aside his crown for my soul, for my soul. Christ laid aside his crown for my soul. Thank you.
sailing down my golden river, sun and water all my own. Yet I was never alone. Sun and water, old life givers, I'll have them where'er I roam. And I was not far from home. Sunlight glancing on the water, life and death are all my own. Yet I was never alone. Life to raise my sons and daughters, golden sparkles in the foam. And I was not far from home. Sailing down this winding highway, travelers from near and far. Yet I was never alone. Exploring all the little byways, sighting every distant star. And I was not far from home. Say sun and water all my own. Yet I was never alone.
Time is 7:53 and about 30 seconds here on KGNU Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins. My name is Will Two-Step, and you're listening to Highway 322, where we are celebrating Pete Seeger's 100th birthday, which is tomorrow, May 3rd. And we're closing in on the first hour, and Jack Rummel's been so kind as to give us the extra hour and of the Ragtime America program. So stay tuned. We have more live music and more interviews and folks to talk to about Pete. I hope you're enjoying the program tonight so far. Let's see here. So next up, I'd like to introduce Mr. Dean Birkenkamp. Dean, good evening, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Will. First got to know Pete Seeger in 2007, and I worked on a book project with him that I proposed to him that ultimately became called Pete Seeger in His Own Words. And the way the project started is that I was visiting my friend Dave Amram's place for a few days in New York. David will be heard on this program, I understand.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's true.
And David let me know, we were talking about Pete, of course, we often did, and he let me know that in the attic of Pete's barn were boxes upon boxes of letters, writings of all different kinds. And so I said to David, you know, we should collect his writings, which turned out in the end to be from 8 decades of writing.
Wow.
And so David gave me his address, and when I got home, I wrote to Pete and about a page, and I proposed the book project to him. And very soon I got a pretty predictable postcard back that said, "Dear Dean, there doesn't need to be another book about my life. Keep on with your independent publishing." Signed, Pete, picture of the banjo, and his phone number.
Mm.
So I took that as something of an invitation, despite the message. And so I called him, and ended up both Pete and Toshi got on the lines, and we talked for a good while. And then he said, "Okay, let's go ahead with it."
Mm.
And so tonight I would like to read two letters from the book. The first one is just a short one, and then later in the program I'll read the other one. But the first one is just a charming little letter that he wrote at age 12 or 13 in 1932. And it's a letter to his mother. "Dearest Mama, I'm really awful mad at myself for not writing sooner. I put it off and put it off until I just had to. I'm getting along pretty well." He's at summer camp at this time. "I'm getting along pretty well and I'm fitting in very well with everybody. Did you get the card of my monthly marks? I got an A and a D and a few C's and a B. I'll try to pull them up because I know that they aren't very good. I would like to buy a big banjo and play in the very little jazz band up here that has just been started. I have been practicing on one of the master's banjos, but it's awfully awkward to keep borrowing it. It's not hard to play. It's not so hard to play one as I thought it would be, and I've already learned about 10 chords in last week and can read a B sharp diminished chord and play something that sounds okay and is technically correct. I'm having lots of fun. The music teacher said he would go into Hartford with me and help me choose one from a pawn shop, and I could use my allowance money to get it if it wasn't over $9 or so. Will you let me get one? Please? Your loving son, Peter."
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that, Dean. Let's cut to the cabaret room for some live music. Silent Bear, you're next up. And what's the tune you're going to play and why? Oh, hang on. Whoa, I've got too many buttons going on here. We are in the cabaret room. There we go. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, that's all right. In Pete's great book, Where Have All the Flowers Gone, singing memoir, he confesses that he wasn't much of a churchgoer, but he did pick up the good book from now every now and then, and sometimes that would inspire his lyrics. You know, of course, the most famous example of that would be his "Turn, Turn, Turn," but this is another one inspired by scripture called "My Father's Mansion." "My father's mansion's many rooms have room for all of his children. As long as we do share his love and see that all are free, and see that all are free to grow, and see that all are free to know, and free to open or to close the door of their own room. What is a room without a door, which sometimes locks or stands ajar? What is a room without a wall to keep out sight and sound from all? And dwellers in each room should have the right to choose their own design, and color schemes to suit their own, though differing from mine. Yes, and each door has its own design to suit the owner's state of mind. And those who'd want them all the same don't understand the human game. My father's mansion's many rooms have room for all of his children if we do but share in his love and see that all are free. The choice is ours to share this earth with all its many joys abound, or continue as we have and burn God's mansion down. My father's mansion's many rooms have room for all of his children if we do but share in his love and see that all are free.
Very nice. Thank you, Silent Bear. Fergus, what's your next choice?
Well, I have a song called Oh, Had I a Rainbow Thread. Pete, I think most people know he was not television's favorite entertainer. He had a very hard time getting on TV because TV knew they couldn't control him. They couldn't buy him off with luxury. He was going to be his own man, and that was unacceptable to them. But finally, in 1965 to 66, he got one season of his own program called Rainbow Quest on National Educational Television, which was the forerunner of PBS. And this is the tune he played to start each program. He had lots of people on it, other guests, including bluegrass bands. And Silent Bear and I were just talking. He had Johnny Cash on one day. Hmm. And Johnny said, would you play a song on the fretless banjo I gave you? And, of course, he did. It was that kind of folksy, low-key show. This was his opening tune. Tune before he'd go on the air. Oh, had I a rainbow thread and needles so fine, I'd weave a magic strand of rainbow design, of rainbow design. In it I would weave the bravery of women giving birth, and I would weave the innocence of children over all the earth, children of all earth. Far over I'd stretch my magic band to every city.